we have been on a series called For the Win. And For the Win, we've been in the book of... I love it. She's like one little voice over here. River's like, Proverbs. Yes, we've been in the book of Proverbs, which is basically in the middle of the Bible. And this guy named...
Solomon
wrote Proverbs. Yes, Solomon wrote Proverbs. He's a really wise guy, and he wrote a lot of really like wisdom type sayings and Proverbs. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We've talked about friends. We've talked about your to-do list. This morning, we're talking about your hearts. But here's the thing. Before we talk about your hearts, we're going to talk about your stomachs. Because I don't know about you guys. Have you ever heard of the saying, the way to a person's heart is through their stomach? Have you heard that before? Like, you feed a person and they love you, right? Basically is what that's saying. And the truth is the heart and the stomach have a lot in common. And we're going to talk about that. But in your groups, I want you to discuss really quickly, what is it that you crave most? That could be right now. That could be like overall in your lifetime, like what you crave the most. In your groups, go ahead and talk about that. Ready, set, go. Give you one more minute, keep going. Give you 15 and a half more seconds as you're finishing up. 15 and a half. All right. Real quick, on three, I want you guys to tell me what food do you crave the most? 3, 2, 1. For some reason, I just heard basketballs. Like, someone just said basketball, I felt like, over it. Does someone say basketball? No? Maybe it was just like the, oh, Baskin Robbins. It was like the blending of all those words just turned out basketball. Okay, that's weird. All right. Whatever, dude. I don't know how you eat that. Do you cut it up? Or okay. Anyways, hey, I like to eat. I like to eat food, okay? Food is good. But I want to show you a picture of this guy. I don't know if you guys are going to recognize him. Check out this guy. This guy holds the world record for the most eaten hot dogs, okay? This guy's name is Joey Chestnut. He's like the world record holder in hot dogs. And it's the grossest thing. I picked this picture, but let me tell you, there's some pictures of this dude where, like, to eat these things, you have to eat a bun and a hot dog at the same time. Like, that's one hot dog. So they take the buns and they, like, dip them in cups of water. And there were some pictures online. I'll be honest. They were, like, really gross. Like, made me almost want to vomit, right? Like, he was, like, stuffing this stuff down his face, and there's just, like, soggy bun, like, coming down his chin. And he's, like, really in, like, every muscle on his face is, like, bulging out because he's, like, really into this whole hot dog eating thing. It was crazy. And here's the really cool thing, okay? I was looking at this week. What do you guys think that Joey Chestnut does to prepare for, like, a food eating contest? What do you think he would do? What do you think he does? Over here. Right, like he wouldn't eat, right? Like for a while, he would try to like leave some room. What else would this guy try to do? You weren't here last service, were you? Oh, no. Haley.
I saw on the TV show they asked him to do mind over stomach.
Mind over stomach. So some like training, like mental training. Yeah, that's crazy. What else? Yeah. He drinks lots of water. Good. One other. Well, you were here last service. Don't say anything. It's like the giveaway. So I was researching this weekend. I would think, yeah, you drink lots of water, or you maybe eat like the day before, the 20 hours before. Hey, guys, if we need to take cups, we'll put them away, okay? If they're going to be a big distraction. I would think maybe like 24 hours before that he wouldn't eat anything, right? Like save a lot of room. But here's actually what they do to train. Well, there's a couple things, like mind over matter or whatever. But they actually eat a lot. Like they eat a lot of food. Like the 2 weeks leading up to competition, they eat a lot of food. Because here's the thing. When you have a craving, the more you feed it, the bigger it gets. The more you feed a craving, the bigger the craving gets. Now, I told you that the stomach and the heart are connected in more ways than you might think. Because our stomach has cravings, right? We talked about those in your groups. It's a very real thing. But so do our hearts. Our hearts have cravings too. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. In fact, I'm going to read off some cravings here. If you guys identify with these cravings, be like, yeah, that's totally me, right? Hey, how many of you guys feel like a craving of your heart might be winning? How many of you guys, you love to win? That's a craving of your heart. Yep, that's something you identify with. You're like, yep, that's me. I love to win, right? Yep, winning. Another one might be video games, right? Video games, yeah, some video game addicts. Okay, what's up? Like 7 hours a day, right? Video games are like the craving of your heart. You love them. They're great. Every video game ever. Maybe another craving of your heart, if you didn't identify with that, you might identify with this, is shopping. Huh? Right? Shopping. I know Cody over here is like, yeah, I love to shop. That's me, craving of my heart. Yeah. Shopping, that's a good one. Okay, you guys don't have to like raise your hand on this one. This is getting a little more personal, okay? You don't have to raise your hand. But if you want, that's okay. It may be the craving of your heart might be being popular. Maybe it's to be popular. That's like a craving of your heart that you can't contain. You just want to be popular. Maybe another one is making people laugh and making yourself look good by making people laugh, making people think that you're funny. Maybe it's the craving of your heart is for people to notice you. Maybe it's just for people to notice you. I think we all actually deal with that to some extent. We all have to corral that one, right? We want people to notice us. And so we do extreme things when we have that craving on our heart for people to notice us, all right? And here's the thing. I don't know about you guys, but the world, like the way I see it, the world totally conveys this message of follow your heart, okay? Like some really pretty Instagram picture of like a sunset, and there's like these really cheesy handwritten artsy words over it, say, follow your heart, right? Like, that's so real, right? Okay, whatever. I see that on, like, every other Instagram feed ever. And so that's a really real thing. The world is constantly telling you, follow your heart, and more than just that way. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But the world will tell you, and always, just follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart. But that's not necessarily what the Word of God says. That's not actually what the Word of God says. That's what people say. They tell you, follow your heart, do what you want, go after what you love. But the thing is, our hearts aren't always craving good things. our hearts aren't always craving good things. We're going to talk about that a little bit more this morning. If you guys don't have a Bible with you right now, like at your area, I want you really quickly, like a sprint, okay? Like 95% run, okay? I want you to run up here to these Bible carts, grab a Bible, and then run back. Grab a Bible and then run back. Hustle, hustle, hustle. I coach rugby. I do everything at like full speed here. We gotta move. Boom, 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 boom. All these girls are like, ah. Awesome. When you guys get your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. It is in the middle of your Bible. If you open up the Bible to the very middle, you're likely going to hit either Proverbs or Psalms. If you hit Psalms, I want you to turn to the right a little bit, okay? It's the book right after Psalms. Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to be sitting right at verse 23. So once you get there, put your finger there, put your Bible up in the air, put it back down. Boom. I'm on fire this morning. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Is that okay? Can I be excited? Are you guys ready for this? Word of God coming at you. So the world will tell you, as you guys are turning there, great, keep turning. We're going to get there in just a minute. The world will tell you to follow your heart. The world will tell you, follow your heart. But here's where it's really dangerous. When we're really passionate about following our heart, we will do anything it takes to accomplish what is on our heart. Let me tell you why that's really dangerous. If your heart craves making people laugh, that means you'll do anything to make people laugh, even if it involves cutting others down, all right? If it's to win, if that's the craving of your heart, you will do anything to win. Your coaches might say, yeah, that's a good thing. That's not always a good thing. Being sportsmanlike is a big deal, okay? And so you might not be sportsmanlike in your pursuit to win. Another one, being popular. If that's your heart's craving, you'll do anything, even if it's abandon your current friends, to achieve that goal. That's not always good, is it? We'll do anything to accomplish what's on our heart. And so when the world tells us follow your heart, that's not always a good thing. And in fact, that's not what Solomon tells us in the Word of God here in Proverbs. And so in the Word of God, it says in verse 23, chapter 4, check this out. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Above all else, follow your heart? No, that's not what it says. That's not what it's saying. If the Bible had an Instagram, it wouldn't post that, okay? It says, guard your heart. I'm going to teach you guys a little like hand motion thing this morning, okay? So I need you to stand up, stand on up. I normally don't do hand motions. It's happening this morning. What's up? All right, I need you guys. We're going to walk through this. I need you guys to put one finger out here like this, boom, and we're going to be sassy this morning, okay? We're going to say, don't follow, like you're running, your heart. Guard, like with a sword, your heart. Okay, so all together, I want you guys to say it with me, okay? Don't follow your heart. Guard your heart. Okay, and you can do heart like this or like this. I don't care. What's up? You know, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you know, sometimes people like bigger hearts. That's okay. That's all right. Do your thing. Okay? So I want you guys to practice that like this week. You wake up in the morning. You look in the mirror. You're like, today's a great day. I am not going to follow my heart. I'm going to guard my heart. Okay? That's what I want you to know this week. Okay, you can sit back down. Do you guys love that? I know you guys love that. I know Cody over here was like super sassy. He's like, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, super sassy finger. So here's the thing. The heart is where our emotions, our motives, all of that comes from. And so when it's saying guard your heart, that's really important, guys. And the truth is, oftentimes I think of like guard your heart. I'm like, oh, I'm going to build a really, really big wall, like a really big wall where like nothing escapes my heart and nothing comes in and like deceives my heart. I'm going to build a really big brick wall, kind of like that back wall right there. I'm just going to build it really big and high. But the truth is, that's not the best way to guard your heart. In fact, I was talking to my wife about this week. What does it look like to guard your heart? Well, the wall thing, if that works for you, like the visual of that, that's okay. But it's not necessarily like a big brick wall. Here's how you guard your heart. You have like a perforated wall, okay? Kind of like a netting almost, okay? A netting where there's something there. There's something where you're filtering what goes in and what goes out of your heart. But some things do and some things don't, because some things are good. Some things are from God, from your heart. And so those are good things, but not everything is, okay? Not all cravings are good. And so being able to filter those is really important. So if that visual like helps you guys, that's kind of what we're getting at this morning. What does it look like to have like a big net wall, okay? And I said all cravings aren't good cravings, right? How many of you guys would say some food cravings that you guys said earlier are like bad cravings? Yeah, some of those are bad cravings. Here's the truth. Not all of your heart cravings are good cravings. In fact, a lot of them aren't. And you know why that is? Is because we all have sinful hearts. All of us have sinful hearts. We were born with them, okay? It was there from the very beginning, from Adam and Eve. They fell, and sin entered the world, and it entered every single one of our lives. And so every single one of us deals with that. Every single one of us deals with sin. And so our hearts aren't craving good things all the time. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. Okay, so we have to filter what goes out and what comes in of a sinful heart. Okay, not all things are good. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about three ways that you guys can guard your hearts this morning. Okay, three ways. And so really quickly, make sure you're awake. I want you to throw up a one. Throw up a one for me. The first thing that I want you guys to do to guard your heart, here's how you do it. Okay, we talked about what, why we guard our heart. Here's how. Name it. Name it. The first thing you got to do with guarding your heart is you got to name what your craving is. You guys did that for food earlier. In just a minute, you'll have the opportunity to do that for your hearts. Got to name it. You have to name what's on your heart. Number two, the second thing you got to do, throw up a big two. Awesome, thank you. You got to own it. It's easy, and this is a big step, okay? This is a really big one. You got to name it, number one. You got to own it, number two. It's easy to say, yeah, I like to win. That's a craving of my heart. It's a whole other thing to admit that that's a problem. You have to identify with it. That's what I mean by own it. You can't just say, yeah, I like to win. That's not owning it, okay? You have to name, yeah, I like to win, and you have to admit and own, identify with that being a problem, okay? You have to understand that that's a bad craving. You have to identify with it. That's own it. So you got to name it. You got to own it. Number three, big threes. Big threes up in the air. Yep. You got to, how do you guys make a three? Do you make it like this or like this or like this? Isn't that curious? I think we all make threes different ways. Anyways, yeah, you could be like sun devils, right? Something like that. We all need to share it. So we name it, we own it, and now we share it. Okay? And here's the really cool thing. I want you guys to look around the groups that you're in right now, like those little square groups. I want you to look around at the people, like look them in the eye. It's going to get a little awkward. Look at them in the eye. You're like a lighthouse with your eyes right now, okay? I want you to look at these people. You may know some of these people. You may not know some of these people. That's okay. Our goal in Student Union is for you to know these people to a spot that you're willing to share it, to a place in life where you're really willing to share it. So you can name it, you can own it, and then you can look around to the people that are in the group with you, and especially look around to the leaders, these adult leaders who are in these groups, and you can share it with them. That's a huge deal. Because if you don't share it, you're never going to filter it all the way. You're going to fail. You have to have someone keeping you accountable with how you're doing with guarding your heart, okay? Or else you're not going to successfully guard it all the time, okay? So share it. And another great opportunity to share it, I don't know what you guys are doing this Wednesday, but SU Nights, we're talking about this more. Those groups are another place where you can share it, okay? That's what we want in Student Union. We want you guys to be able to share it. So as you guys jump into your small group times, I want you to think, what's the craving of my heart? What is it? Identify it, name it, own it, and then share it, okay? You guys, I want you guys to think about that, and then I want you to walk away this week. I want you to go to your friends. I want you to tell your friends. I want you to do the hand motions too, okay, because my hand motions are awesome. I want you to be sassy about it. I want you to say, don't follow your heart, guard it, okay? Guard your heart. You guys go ahead and jump into group conversations. I'll pick up the mic in about 10 minutes.